The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. This is Dr. Sudhi Jasser.
So CARE, what did they say? I'll give you the quote in a second, but only hours after the attack, they had the temerity to remind Americans about the justice system that was being proven to be the problem and the truth about it, which was yet to come out. That was their statement of their attorney, Mr. Albert Cohn. They wanted to remind Americans and lecture us about the verbiage and attitude of America. That is the problem. Yep. I'm not making this stuff up. So what did they say? Well, this quote might as well be from the Muslim Brotherhood Global Leadership Office. Albert Fox Khan, the legal director of the Council on American Islamic Relations, New York, appeared. This is from ABC 7, by the way, in New York. This is not some far-right synopsis of what he said. He said, in a prepared statement on behalf of the Ullah family, speaking on behalf of the Ullah family. So here you have again, just like San Bernardino, CARE all of a sudden, within hours, becoming the spokespeople for the family of terrorists. How is it that I'm an activist Muslim? I don't see any families of terrorists calling me to represent their families in order so that they not be discriminated against a few hours afterwards. Because obviously not that the families are terrorists, but they probably have ideas that are sympathetic to Islamism, that are hateful of America, and they know exactly why their son got radicalized. So they hire, just like the ACLU works to defend rapists in order to defend our justice system. Families of terrorists say, you know what, let's get CARE. They're separatists. They hate this country, but, you know, they're Muslim first, so they'll defend us. What does he say? On behalf of the family, Khan said, we are heartbroken by the violence that was targeted at our city today, and by the allegations being made here against a member of our family. So the heartbreak ended at the comma, and this is what comes after. By the allegations, the guy had a belt around him, and his gonads were blown off. But we are also outraged by the behavior. We are outraged also by the behavior of law enforcement officials who have held children as small as 4 years old out in the cold, and who held a teenager out of high school classes to interrogate him without a lawyer, without his parents. These are not the sorts of actions that we expect from our justice system, and we have every confidence that our justice system will find the truth beyond this attack, and that we will in the end be able to learn what occurred today. Thank you for your time. Oh my God, for the love of God, that is the quotes of an enemy fascist. That's like the Soviet Politburo press secretary speech after a Cold War attack from some Soviet spy in the United States. And we're not in a Cold War against Islamism? Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Reform This with Dr. Sudhi Jasser. The Blaze Radio Network.